Tomorrow, community members will officially unveil West Oakland's newest mural. It was designed by local middle school students to not only bring color to a gray underpass under the 580 freeway, but also to display what those students want from a safe and thriving neighborhood. While the artists were at work in late September, tragedy struck. One of the muralists hired for the project, Antonio Ramos, was shot and killed in the middle of the morning while painting the underpass. KLW's Jeremy Dalmas reports on how the community has carried on.
West Street, underneath the 580 freeway in West Oakland, isn't big, but it's busy. The on-ramp is right here. About 10 feet off the ground, David Burke is perched on scaffolding with a paintbrush in his hand.
I've lived here for 15 years. This is my home. I love this city.
He looks down from the portrait he's working on, then wipes some of the orange paint off his brush. The full mural is a West Oakland scene, complete with Victorian houses, birds, tree-filled streets, and four giant children. Students at West Oakland Middle School designed the piece, and each of these four figures are superhero children who use their powers to help keep the neighborhood clean, healthy, and safe.
I really feel like as artists, it's part of our job to shape the communities that we live in and share our talents with the communities.
Burke is the art director for this project, and he's been working on community murals for 20 years. This one is part of a set going up on underpasses all over the neighborhood. He met Antonio Ramos while painting the first mural in the series, just two blocks away from here on San Pablo Avenue.
He rolled up on his skateboard and was really excited about what we were doing. Really talented artist. He brought smiles to everybody's faces. He painted on anything he could get his hands on. We really, really miss him.
On the morning of September 29th, Antonio Ramos was shot and killed while painting here. Burke remembers the moment it happened.
I was here, but I was on the other end of the wall. The wall's 200 feet long. And so I heard the shot. I ran down and found my friend lying in the street.
Like many people around here, he's still in shock.
Whatever exchange took place between Antonio and the suspect was so small that nobody working even had a chance to turn around. It lasted a few seconds, and it was over.
Now, in addition to the paint buckets, the entire length of the block is lined with flowers, candles, incense, and memorials. People honk as they drive past. Now, there are security guards on each end of the block. Muralist Vanessa Espinosa says painting has been difficult.
Working here without him being here is very strange. You know, because we were like a team. We were the dream team. It's kind of like this very dark, cold place now. We're adding color and life to it, but it's been a struggle.
She says, in addition to praying for Ramos's family, she's been praying for the young man that shot him.
Because something is really missing from that person's life.
Just three houses down, James Pierce is less forgiving.
Because he definitely needs to be off the street. And never back on the street.
I find him taking out his trash as people walk their dogs and ride their bikes past us.
I live right here on West Street, maybe 100 yards from the underpass. Been here since 1998. But the murder of Antonio, I mean, it. I've seen some things happen over the time that I've been here. Most of it, you can almost predict, it's very predictable. But this is just really way off the chart.
Does it change your feelings about safety in the neighborhood, or is it just so much of an outlier that you think it doesn't at all? Or
it doesn't change my feelings about, I think the neighborhood's getting safer. But, you know, you still never know, you know.
When something like this happens, it just really hits very close to home because this is the very thing that you're trying to prevent.
The nonprofit that commissioned the mural is called Attitudinal Healing Connection. It's just two blocks away from the underpass. Amana Harris is the executive director. She says it's been hard to deal with the media coverage.
It just shed such a negative light on Oakland, but it never talked about any solutions. You know, it never talked about any of the people that are working hard to make our city better.
That's why the mural shows these four superhero children. Each one has a backstory. Erica Wheeler-Dubin, who heads communications for the nonprofit, reads me one of them.
Emilio is a young Mexican-American boy who is the earth sign. He uses the music from his purple and blue car to spread joy, peace, and love.
Beneath the underpass, muralist David Burke is putting the finishing touches on that very superhero's orange beanie. I ask him how he feels about his own safety.
You know, as public artists, street artists, there's an unspoken contract between ourselves and the public that while we're working, they're going to leave us alone, look out for us. And I don't feel any less safe today than I did the morning that we all came out here on Tuesday morning before Antonio got shot. We just have to trust that.
Art, connection, and trust. That's what everyone here hopes will keep these blocks safe and thriving. Under the 580 in West Oakland, this is Jeremy Dalmas for Cross Currents.